الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، إن شاء الله in this session during the odd nights we will try to cover and discuss the biographies of the four great imams of Islam, the four great giants of this ummah, namely Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam Malik bin Anas, Al-Imam Shafi'i, Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahumullah rahmatan wasi'a, who were genuine scholars of this entire ummah. They spent their lives and sacrificed everything for the spreading of this deen and the upliftment of the sharia. They exerted all the energies in extracting and deducing the ahkam and the laws of sharia from the Quran and the sunnah. Therefore, it is extremely important that we recognize our leaders, we recognize our true role models in this world, and we realize the status and the rank of these great imams of Islam. The poet says very beautifully in Arabic, أَلَا كُلُّ مَنْ لَا يَقْتَدِي بِأَئِمَّةِ فَقِسْمَتُهُ ضِيزَ عَنِ الْحَقِّ خَارِجًا. Lo and behold, whoever does not align and affiliate himself to one of the scholars by following his teachings, accepting his views, then let him know that there's only bad luck for him, since he has drifted and moved away from the true path. Therefore, ulama have encouraged us to study the biographies of these great imams of Islam. And this is what is meant by taqleed. Taqleed simply means to follow Quran and Sunnah according to the explanation of one of the four imams. And this concept of taqleed was even found in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We find that the people of Medina Munawwara, they would follow Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. On one occasion, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma issued some fatwa that did not correspond and agree with the view of Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. So the people of Medina Munawwara, with full respect, they came to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma and they told him, with due respect to your fatwa and your view, but we cannot follow you in this mas'ala since your view does not coincide and agree with the view of Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. لَا نُتَابِعَكَ يَا ابْنَ عَبَّاسِ وَأَنْتَ تُخَالِفُ زَيْدًا. We can never accept your fatwa and leave the view of Zayd bin Thabit. He's our imam. We follow him in every mas'ala. Likewise, Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was sent to Yemen. And the people of Yemen, they would follow him in all issues. They would rely upon his fatawa and his verdicts. And they wouldn't question the reliability of his fatawa. So this concept of taqleed was found even in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Nonetheless, in today's session we will commence and we will discuss in brief and short the biography of a very great luminary and genius of Islam, a world-renowned scholar, the founder of the Hanafi school, the Hanafi madhab, who is none other than Nu'man bin Thabit, al-Imam, al-Imam al-A'zam, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a, who features and ranks to be amongst the greatest jurists of Islam, and one of the greatest Muslim philosophers, who significantly influenced the development of Islamic fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, likewise Islamic theology, which is known as aqidah or ilm al-kalam. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah is also, he enjoys the privilege and the honor of being amongst the tabi'een, the generation that came after the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who were fortunate and lucky to have seen the chosen illustrious companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith appears in many books. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. That the best of mankind are those that live in my era, my time, referring to the generation of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then those that come after, referring to the tabi'een, and then those that come after them, referring to the atba'u tabi'een, who have seen the tabi'een, who have then seen the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah enjoys this great honor of being amongst the tabi'een, and this is based on the reports that have reached us, that he has met a few Sahaba, namely Anas bin Malik, Abu Tufail, Amir bin Wathila. And according to some muhaddithin, he also narrated a hadith from Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, our Imam, He excelled in every field. He attained a very great status in the science of hadith, likewise in the science of fiqh. We find when he came to fiqh, reasoning, jurisprudence, applying his mind, he was given the title of Al-Imam Al-A'zam, the greatest imam of fiqh and jurisprudence. Similarly, we find in the science of hadith that the most authentic book after the Qur'an and Majid, Sahih al-Bukhari, one of the merits and specialities of this kitab, that it contains at least more than 20 thulathiyat ahadith. Very quickly, what is a thulathi hadith? A thulathi hadith refers to that hadith in whose chain of narrators there are only three links. That is, between the author and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are only three narrators. And this is known to be a very short sanad, a very short chain to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhaddithin and scholars of hadith would aspire and desire to have many, to have a very short link to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever they would be asked what is most beloved to them, they would say that the most beloved thing to them is to have a short link and a closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in terms of asanid and chain of narrators. And we find that most of these thulathiyat ahadith that appear in Bukhari, majority of it go via the students of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, which shows us the closeness he enjoyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah was also well known for his wittiness, his intelligence, his deep understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. On one occasion, a group of ulama came to debate with him regarding the mas'ala of reciting behind the imam. As we know, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah was of the view that a muqtadi, a follower of an imam, should remain silent and he should not engage in qira'ah and recitation behind the imam. The imam's recitation will suffice him and take the place of his recitation. The hadith appears in few kitabs. Man kana lahu imam, faqira'atu al-imami lahu qira'ah. Whoever is following an imam, the imam will suffice him. The imam is reading on his behalf. So these ulama came and they were of the view that the muqtadi, the follower, should recite behind the imam. So when they approached Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah and they asked him to debate with him regarding this topic, so Imam Sahib told them, it is not fair that I am single, I am all alone, and I must debate a whole group of you. So you all choose one man, make him your spokesman, let him come forward and debate with me. So these ulama agreed, and they chose the most learned one amongst them. They made him the spokesman, they made him their deputy, and they sent him forward. Imam Sahib then looked at them and told them, are you sure that you'll accept this man as your spokesman, and he will be your deputy? They agreed and said yes. He then asked them, tell me if this man, if he has to win the debate, then this will mean that all of you will have won. But if he has to lose this debate, then will you all accept that all of you all have lost this debate? So they agreed and they said yes. So Imam Sahib asked them again, think carefully, is this man, is he really y'all's deputy? And will he talk on y'all's behalf? Again they replied in the affirmative. Look at his wittiness and how sharp, how intelligent he was. He told them, in that case, the debate is all over. This is exactly what I'm saying, that the imam, he will recite on behalf of his muqtadis. Like the spokesman will speak on y'all's behalf, likewise the imam will recite, and the muqtadis will be sufficed from reciting behind him in the salah. This was the intelligence and the faqat of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a. He was born in year 80 AH, that is plus minus 69 or 70 years after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His father Thabit bin Zuta was a trader who lived in Kabul, Afghanistan, who was the age of 40 at the time of the birth of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. At a very young and tender age, he was given the opportunity to study under great personalities, the likes of Amir al-Sha'bi, the likes of Imam Asim, the likes of Hamad, Ata bin Abi Rabah, Ibrahim al-Nakha'i, and many others. Mis'ar bin Kidam, one of his colleagues, he is reported to have said that we studied together. فَفَاقَ أَقْرَانَهُ. But as far as Imam Abu Hanifa is concerned, he excelled all of us. He went far ahead. We could not even come close to him, let alone competing with him. This was the faqah, the intelligence Allah had granted him. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, outside his scholarly achievements, he was also known for his piety, his sincerity, his devotion, his submission before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned regarding him that the entire day he would spend teaching, and the entire night he would spend in salah, and he would try to make one khatam every night. This was his piety, whether in Ramadan, out of the month of Ramadan. At times he would recite one verse, and the entire night he would continue repeating the same verse, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides his intelligence, his deep understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah, he also devoted his time for ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, the Khalifa Al-Mansur Al-Abbasi, he offered Imam Abu Hanifa the senior post of being the chief judge of the entire Islamic state. This is a very great post and rank to be the judge of all the judges. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah declined the offer, and he mentioned that he did not deem or regard himself worthy and fit of taking on this great task and taking on this great and senior post and rank. When the Khalifa heard about the refusal of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, he immediately accused him of being a liar. And he told him, "You're a kadhab, you're a liar, there's no good in you." Imam Sahib then told him, "If you accuse me of being a liar, all the more reason I can't take on this great task and come in this senior post of being the chief judge of the entire Islamic state." The Khalifa, being incensed by this answer, overpowered by anger and fury, he commanded his soldiers to arrest him and then get him imprisoned in the prisons of Iraq. Likewise, his soldiers arrested him and got him imprisoned in the jail of Iraq. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah was greatly tortured and abused in the jail or in the prison of Iraq because he did not accept this offer of being the chief judge of the entire Islamic state. However, after being put into the jail, he asked the wardens of the jail for permission to conduct his lessons in the jail, in the prison. And subhanallah, his students would come, permission was granted to him, his students would come attend his durus and lessons and lectures in the prison. And like this, he continued imparting the knowledge of deen. This was the zeal, the fervor, the thirst of the scholars of the past, always wanting to learn, wanting to teach. A very similar incident took place later on with another scholar, Imam Sarakhsi rahimahullah. He was also, once he issued a verdict against the governor of the time, and he was thrown into a well. Imam Sarakhsi rahimahullah, after being thrown into this well, his students would come and stand around the well, and he would speak and narrate from the bottom, and they would dictate and write at the top. And like this, a huge compilation was compiled by the name of Al-Mabsut al-Sarakhsi. Nonetheless, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, within the boundaries of this jail, he still continued conducting his lessons and imparting the knowledge of deen. Regarding his death and demise, of course, there's a lot to speak about him. Regarding his demise, he passed away in year 150 AH. The cause of his death is not certain. However, many scholars have mentioned that the cause of his death was a fatwa and a verdict that he issued against the governor of the time, because of which the governor got him poisoned, and this led to his death. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the faqaha, the understanding he granted to the scholars of the past. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the different fitnas and challenges that are befalling the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the greatest challenges that now we feel that we are fit and worthy of going direct to Quran and Sunnah, and pulling out and extracting the laws. These scholars of the past spend their entire lives, and they never come to any conclusion. They discuss, they exchange rights and views, and they spend their entire lives, and they were really scholars in the real sense. Only then they came to some conclusion. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill the qubur and the graves with nur. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Friday already. Friday we have been exhorted to increase durood and salam upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that we should increase salawat upon him on a Friday. So inshallah we just read durood and salam. There don't have to be any chorus or anything. Just follow inshallah. And with the intention that the person who reads one durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah sends 10 blessings upon him. Allah raises 10 of his ranks. Allah forgives 10 of his sins. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنذر مقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمد عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
During the day, we must increase our durood and salat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially on a Friday, it's a month of Ramadan also, inshallah, the reward increases. Ponder over the sacrifices Rasulullah sallallahu made for you and I, and sending one blessing and durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala blesses us much more. We just make a short dhikr. Dhikr is a polish of the heart. لكل شيء صقالة وصقالة القلوب ذكر الله. Everything has the polish, and the polish of the heart is ذكر الله. ذكر الله. علامة ابن القيم رحمة الله عليه has mentioned very many فوائد and virtues and benefits of ذكر الله. And amongst the virtues of ذكر الله is it brings a person closer to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. It distances a person away from شيطان and from evil. Makes a person مقرب to Allah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Remember Allah سبحانه وتعالى in abundance. Wherever ذكر الله comes in the Quran, in most places Allah talks about making, Allah تعالى commands us to make ذكر الله in abundance. In tonight's Tarawih also when we read various qualities of the Muslimin, Muslimat, مؤمنين, مؤمنات, قانتين, قانتات, believers, men and women were mentioned. Amongst them, ذكر came, but when he came to ذكر, وذاكرين الله كثيرا وذاكرات. Those who remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. So this is ta'aleem to show us how to make ذكر of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In reality, we should be making ذكر Allah in solitude, alone, at home, or any place, without disturbing any person. Ponder and reflect over the greatness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The tawheed of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatness of Allah. The supremacy of Allah. The majesty of Allah. The kindness, the munificence, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Think of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remove from our heart all the spiritual maladies that we are suffering from. The anger, the pride, the jealousy, love of dunya. All these things have corroded our hearts. It has blackened our hearts. When a mu'min, when a believer commits one sin, a black spot appears on his heart. If he persists and indulges more, then the black spot grows in size. It becomes larger and larger until his heart becomes completely engulfed with the darkness and blackness. كَلَّا بَلْرَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Rain is a stain. It's a stubborn stain that comes onto the heart. It's a rust. And dhikrullah removes the rust. It polishes the heart. It brings the noor in the heart. When we say la ilaha, we are negating, we are making nafi. Nafi means we are saying there is no deity worthy of being worshipped. There is no God, there is no deity illallah besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is one, Allah is alone. When we say nafi, we take out all the wrongs from our heart. And we throw it away. And we say, illallah. We have the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make our tongues be moist with the dhikr of Allah. This is what Rasulullah has mentioned. La yazalu lisanuka ratban min dhikrillah. Let your tongues be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite Durood Sharif. Again, there is no need for any chorus or anything. Make dhikrullah, ponder, reflect of Allah Ta'ala's greatness. We make a short dhikr, inshallah. Yes, la ilaha illallah, and we say, the next tasbih be Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا. فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها. اللهم إنك عفو كريم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم ارزقنا ليلة القدر. اللهم ارزقنا ليلة القدر. اللهم لا تحرمنا. اللهم لا تجعلنا من المحرومين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الأشقياء. اللهم ارحمنا. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا, اللهم اغفر لنا في شهر رمضان, اللهم لا تردنا خائبين, اللهم لا تردنا خاسرين, اللهم اجعلنا من المفلحين, اللهم اجعلنا من الفائزين, اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان, اللهم اعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا, اللهم أجرنا من النار, اللهم أجرنا من النار, اللهم أجرنا من النار, يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير, يا عزيز يا غفار, يا غفار الذنوب, يا ستار العيوب, يا من يرى ما في ضميري ويسمع, أنت المعد لكل ما يتوقع, يا من يرجى في الشدائد كلها, يا من إليه المشتكى والمفزع, يا من خزائن رزقه في قولك أمن فإن الخير عندك أجمع, ما لي سوى فقري إليك وسيلة فبالافتقار إليك أيدي أرفع, ما لي سوى قرعي لبابك حيلة فلئن رددت فأي باب أقرع, إن كان لا يرجوك إلا محسن فالمذنب العاصي إلى من يرجع, حاشا لجودك أن تقنط عاصيا فالفضل أجزل والمواهب أوسع, ومن الذي أدعو أهتف باسمي إن كان فضلك عن فقيرك يمنع, ثم الصلاة على النبي وآله خير الأنام ومن به يتشفع, يا الله مريق ناوكم مع فرما, يا الله مريق تاوكم مع فرما, يا الله you are so loving my Allah, your name is so beautiful my Allah, your name is so soothing my Allah, يا الله in this Mubarak night you have gathered us my Allah, يا الله we are not leaving from here my Allah, يا الله we beg you my Allah, please my Allah, يا الله forgive us my Allah, يا الله such a large crowd has gathered my Allah, يا الله solely for your pleasure my Allah, grant us ikhlas, grant us sincerity my Allah, protect us from riya and ostentation, protect us from riya and sum'ah my Allah, make us be from your chosen bandas my Allah, make us be among those who are forgiven tonight my Allah, don't deprive any one of us my Allah, يا الله forgive us my Allah, help us my Allah, whatever programs have taken place accept it my Allah, give us more strength and courage to continue my Allah, يا الله accept every single person seated here tonight my Allah, يا الله when we rise from here my Allah, let your angel announce قُرُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيِّئَاتُكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, that rise in the condition that Allah has forgiven you and Allah has transformed your bad deeds into good deeds, make us amongst the successful ones my Allah, don't make us become amongst those who are unsuccessful my Allah, grant us success in dunya, qabr and akhirat my Allah, grant us your pleasure my Allah, grant us happiness in our lives my Allah, give us barakat in our lives my Allah, give us bliss and happiness my Allah, husband and wives ya Allah, there are so many who are not on talking terms in the month of Ramadan even my Allah, so many on the verge of divorce my Allah, so many have become divorced my Allah, ya Allah children ya Allah lost my Allah, create peace and harmony in amongst families my Allah, brothers and sisters ya Allah have become disunited my Allah, brothers and brothers have become disunited my Allah, parents and children become disunited my Allah, ya Allah the ummat my Allah, countries my Allah, Muslim countries have become disunited my Allah, ummat has become tukra tukra my Allah, ya Allah we become into pieces my Allah, ya Allah the enemy is laughing my Allah, ya Allah forgive us my Allah, unite us my Allah, make us show the non-believers the truth of Islam, the light of Islam, Islam is a peace loving religion my Allah, ya Allah make us display the akhlaq of Rasulullah Park sallallahu alaihi wasallam, help us to become beacons of hidayat my Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat my Allah, let every single ummati of Nabi Kareem enter into Jannat
my Allah. Protect us from the azab of qabr. Protect us from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Emancipate our souls from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the creator of Jannat, my Allah. You are the creator of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only, ya Allah, through your permission a person can enter into paradise, my Allah. It is only through your command a person can be flung into Jahannam, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us from the azab of qabr. Protect us from the azab of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will not be able to bear the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. In the dunya, we cannot bear the fire of the dunya, my Allah. How are we going to bear the fire of Jahannam, my Allah? Ya Allah, we read it tonight, Sarawi. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمْ لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُوا وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا. There is no mort in the hereafter. Ya Allah, the person will remain forever and ever. The Jahannamis will go into Jahannam perpetually, my Allah. Ya Allah, their punishment will not become easy for them. Ya Allah, it will not become lighter for them. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا. They will scream and they will shriek and they will shout, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا. Ya Allah, they will beg you, remove us from here. We will go back into this world and we will do good righteous deeds. We won't do the deeds that we did in the world. Ya Allah, in verses of the Quran you have mentioned, قَالَ أَخْسَأُوا فِيهَا. Just remain in there. Ya Allah, you will mention that we cannot come out of Jahannam. We will remain in Jahannam in a despicable condition, in a humiliated condition. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot drink pus and blood in Jahannam. Ya Allah, we cannot eat from the bitter tree of Zakum, my Allah. Ya Allah, the boiling water that will pour in the Jahannam is, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. The iron shoes that will boil the person's brains in Jahannam, my Allah. The scorpions and the serpents, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will not be able to bear that, my Allah. We are the kamzor ummatis of your beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Overlook our faults, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Overlook our shortcomings, deficiencies, my Allah. We are full of evil, my Allah. From head to toe, my Allah. We are sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are pak, my Allah. Subhanak. Ya Allah, you are free from any type of blemish, my Allah. You've got no faults, my Allah. You've got no shortcomings, my Allah. Subhanak, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing can make you incapable, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing can make you ajiz, my Allah. You are not weak, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah, by your qudrat, my Allah, your power, my Allah, your love, my Allah, your rahmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, mother loves her child, my Allah. In dunya, mother will do anything for her child. But my Allah, your love for your banda supersedes the love a mother has for her child. It is written on the arsh, inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi. Inna rahmati ghalabat ala ghadabi. My mercy supersedes my anger. My mercy overpowers my anger. Ya Allah, do not become naraz and angry with us, my Allah. All we are asking you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every one of us, my Allah. Bless us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Be happy with us, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Ya Allah, just shortly, a while ago, a father comes to me and he says his son has got leukemia. His young little child, my Allah. Ya Allah, that masoom child is suffering, my Allah. But we have got great hopes in you, my Allah. You have mentioned in the Hadith Qudsi, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah, give that child complete shifa. Likewise, all those who are sick and ailing, all those requested du'as, grant them all the jayiz murad, my Allah. Especially our brothers sitting here tonight, my Allah. They have made a sacrifice, my Allah. They have come not for any worldly purpose, my Allah. There is no gold coin being distributed here, my Allah. There is no food that is being distributed, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come, ya Allah. Solely that you may forgive all of us, my Allah. Solely that you may forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Help us, guide us, protect us, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Become, ya Allah, love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts clean, pure. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make us your beloved ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got a list of your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so filthy, my Allah. We don't deserve to be in that list, my Allah. But my Allah, include us in the list of your friends, my Allah. Make us from the awliya'i kamilin siddiqeen, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq al-muhabbat. The ishq al-muhabbat of Rasul Pak, the sahaba-i-kiram, my Allah. Every single sahabi we love, my Allah.
Allah make us love every single sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, protect our madaris, protect our ulama, protect our students, my Allah, protect our family members, protect our musallis, my Allah, especially of this masjid, my Allah, our friends and family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for the work of da'wah and tabligh, my Allah. Ya Allah, the mashayikh are making efforts in the khankas, accept them, my Allah. In makatib, ya Allah, darul ulum, heaps classes, my Allah. Different organizations, charitable organizations, my Allah. They're doing welfare work, accept all of them, my Allah. Grant all ikhlas and afiyat and barakat and maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, if tonight is Laylatul Qadr, may Allah, Allah grant all of us Laylatul Qadr. Help us to stay awake tonight in your ibadat. Let Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, the drove of angels, come and make salam to us, may Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.